Hello everyone, and welcome once again to Dorcas Daily. We are already at episode number three, which is, wow, these weeks are moving right along. We are almost in July, everybody, which is crazy to think about. But we're still here and we're still chugging along. If I sound tired, it's because I am tired. I am tired, y'all. But it's a part of being human, and you push through and you do what you have to do. And it was one of those moments where I was like, do I record this podcast? Do I not? Do I just go to bed or just, you know, wind down for the evening? But then I'm like, you know what? Life is just going to throw you some curveballs, and you deal with it, and you deal with it confidently, and you push through whatever you're dealing with. I'm like, you know what? I have a commitment, and this is a part of the commitment, and I'm thankful for the people who have already listened to previous episodes, so thank you. I appreciate that very, very much. And really, this podcast idea stems from really just my life now and things that I'm doing right now and parts of my past that a lot of people just don't really know about. And I'm okay with that because, you know, we're not perfect people, obviously. Jesus is the only perfect person, whether you agree with it or not. And we're human. We do dumb things. We hurt ourselves. We don't take care of ourselves. That's life. But as long as we are willing to do better and be better people, physically, mentally, spiritually, and learn lessons from those things that we've done in life that have not been healthy for us, that is what's really important, and that's what really matters in the long run. So, as you guys know, I am currently a newly dubbed Herbalife distributor / wellness coach. Thank you to those who have already signed up and are on board. And those who will come on board, I hope there'll be more people who will be willing to come on and take charge. I love people. I love being around people. I love helping people and being in this position to where I can actually coach people and be side by side with them while on my health journey, helping them through their health journey, is something that is absolutely amazing. And I am so glad to still be pursuing my goal of helping people with their health. You know, I still, of course, plan to pursue my degree, but this is definitely giving me a jump start into that. And I'm so glad this opportunity presented itself. I have to thank my coach, Blair Jones. She is a fireball of energy. She's been doing Herbalife for 5 years. Yes, this is a free ad for Herbalife, but I'm going somewhere with this. And she's very encouraging, very high energy. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be in this position now. So I have to give huge props to her. And this has put me in such an amazing position to do exactly what I've wanted to do with people and getting them and keeping them on track with their health, as well as having that dual accountability with me being on my health journey. I'm not just going to point and shoot, you know, if you will, and just watch, say, do this, eat this. No, I'm in this journey with you. I'm right here to help you. So it's an amazing opportunity, and I would recommend it for anyone who is looking to both, you know, take charge of their health and help others with their health, and as a means to make extra income as well, which I have made some income, which is great. But of course, the main thing is helping people stay on track with their health, because health and wellness is very important to me, because I haven't always been healthy or well, to be honest. Mentally, physically, emotionally, I allowed myself to get into a physical place where I was very unhealthy. And it's one of those things where you look at a person and they look like they're healthy, but really they are suffering from disordered eating. And that's exactly what I was dealing with. I was dealing with disordered eating. Now, I do want to put a disclaimer here that, first of all, I'm not a nutritionist yet. I'm not a physician of any kind, so take what I say with a grain of salt. This is just my experience, and this is what I'm speaking on from my experience. You always consult your physicians and your doctors and do your own homework for all this sort of thing. But I'm just speaking from my experience and from my studies. But more often than people think, people look at someone and it's so easy to judge a book by its cover, whether in the positive or in the negative. And looking at me, you would have thought that I was healthy, but I wasn't. I was feeding my body so much junk. I wasn't exercising. I wasn't emotionally healthy at all. And it was really a cycle, because your physical health affects your mental health and your mental health affects your physical health. So it's a vicious cycle that will continue unless you take charge to take care of it. And also, part of this disclaimer, there is a difference, technically speaking, between having an eating disorder and disordered eating. And the difference between that is, with eating disorders, it is usually very, very intense, if you will, very extreme, or can be, while disordered eating isn't necessarily as clinically extreme or really kind of diagnosed. It's just, it's eating in a way that is, or lack thereof, really, eating in a way that is not healthy, but not necessarily to the extremes that an eating disorder would be, if that makes sense. So yes, I dealt with disordered eating for a long time. I was not eating enough. I was skipping meals because, silly me, I thought that was going to help me lose weight, which, of course, no, it does not. Skipping meals and not eating does not help you drop weight. It's quite the opposite. You actually will end up eating more to lose weight. In other words, you have to eat in order to lose weight. There's this misconception that you just have to eat grass and bare bones to lose weight, and that is absolutely the most unhealthy thing to do. Again, take what I'm saying with a grain of salt and do your own research. But from my own experience and my own studies and all my classes, just don't do that, because you're starving your body of what it needs in the name of losing weight. And if it's strictly about the image and how you look, then you're always going to have this unhealthy relationship with your body. And I would say that my relationship with my body has been, how do I want to say, mid-range unhealthy, but unhealthy nonetheless, to the point where, like I said, I was skipping meals, having long periods of time between meals, to the point where it was concerning even my mom, because she noticed. And I was taking in so many empty calories. And like I said, looking at me, you would think, oh, you know, she's healthy. And people are like, oh, you're so tiny. Oh, you're young. You don't have to worry about your weight. Wrong, with a capital W. That's absolutely not true. When you're young and when you're in your prime is when you really want to make the most out of taking care of your health and maintaining it. That is the main ordeal, is, okay, people want to have a quick fix and drop weight, but they don't want to maintain that lifestyle. And it's a difference between a lifestyle and a diet. Lifestyle means long-term change. And if you're just getting a quick fix and then gain everything all back, then what was the use? What was the use of that time and those resources, just to look snatched in a dress for a ceremony, or to look snatched for a guy, or stuff like that? It's like, don't do that for vanity's sake. Do it for the quality of life. And that's why I decided to take charge of my health, is because my quality of life was bad. And the only person who was responsible for that was me. It wasn't my parents, it wasn't my friends, it wasn't my exes, it wasn't any of that. I was responsible for taking charge of my health, and I had to do it. So I did. And it is something that I will absolutely maintain. And there's definitely been, you know, some hurdles to overcome, but those hurdles is what makes it all worth it in the long run. I'm healthier, I'm happier, I have more mental clarity, which is above all. I mean, the aesthetic aside of looking slimmer and toned and healthier and all that jazz, the mental clarity aspect is what's the most important, because the head controls everything else. And if the head is sick, then the body is going to follow. I mean, that is people don't realize just how important your head, both the physical cranium and the brain functions, are to the body. They're unbelievably important. That's why when someone gets a brain injury or gets some kind of neurological injury or malignancy or tumor in the brain, the body starts to either die or it is very defective. So the mind is so powerful. And when it comes to the moral aspect, because, you know, that's the purpose behind this podcast, is providing proper perspective from a millennial mind. And that proper perspective for me is from a Christian and spiritual worldview, is we were created in God's image, and that includes our minds, that includes how we think. And that's important. If you just see your body as just a body and, oh, I want my abs to look this way, or, oh, I want my butt to look this way. If you look at it purely on aesthetic, then you will find you have a really hard time with being satisfied truly with how it looks, because there's always going to be some sort of flaw that you see in yourself. And some people, you know, they're the most confident people. They're like, hey, I'm confident in my body. And those people are absolutely amazing. I appreciate them for all the confidence that they have in their body and how it looks. And those people are absolutely amazing. But generally speaking, we're always going to find some kind of flaw within ourselves, because that's just how we are. And you can't do that, because no one is meant to look as snatched as so-and-so celebrity looks. They have resources that the general Jane and John Doe of us don't have. They have certain resources that they can afford, but we look to these people, whether subconsciously or consciously, for the standard, the image. And it's like, we have to be realistic. And that's with this and with anything else. We have a really hard time being realistic about our looks and about other stuff, and that's where we can get in so much trouble. And I never really looked to celebrities as the kind of people I would want to model my physical health after, because they have ways and resources of quote-unquote cheating, if you will, and the nip and tuck situation. And that's number one, not healthy. Number two, it's not really taking care of your body. It's just sucking out stuff that's actually needed in your body and trying to do a quick fix just to look great in an Instagram photo. And at the end of the day, how much do you want to bet these people are actually very, very unhappy with how they look, even though they get this injected, that nipped and tucked and snipped and Botoxed? How much do you want to put these people are actually deep down are very, very unhappy because they're not healthy? They're getting things injected into them that are not meant to be injected into a person. They're living a lifestyle where they have such a public platform that they have to keep up appearances. And it's like, what about you? What is it that you want? Do you actually truly want to be healthy? Or do you just want to maintain an image? And for me personally, I could care less about an image. I could care less about what people think, because you're always going to be too black, too white, too fat, too skinny, too tall, too short, too female, too plain, too girly, too tomboyish. You're always going to be too something for somebody. And the truth of the matter is, you cannot please everybody. The only person you're supposed to please is the Lord, period. And if you're healthy, that is what's important. You can be healthy and skinny. You could be healthy, and average. You can be healthy and thicker than a Snicker. That is not a big deal. As long as you are healthy, the image and body shaming thing needs to be over with. And I hate to sound political here almost, but it's true. I mean, we have to stop focusing so much on the outward appearance. We do that a ridiculous amount, especially in this society where we're so focused on the materialistic and the outward. And God looks at the heart. He looks at the heart and character of the person. You know, he could see that individual that's like 400 pounds. And yes, while they may not be very healthy, that person may be the person who has the right heart. And they just need guidance on how to take better care of themselves. Well, this person over here, Mrs. Snatched, walks around and acts like she owns the world and acts like a diva and treats everybody like garbage because of how she looks. I'm just saying, you have to think about the bigger picture. You have to think about, okay, what is the character of this person? Is this person walking around, kind of just prancing around for selfish reasons, or because they have an insecurity complex that they feel they need to overcompensate for? Or is this person taking care of their health and focusing more on the health aspect rather than just the aesthetic? Makes a huge difference, because whatever your purpose is going to affect your attitude and vice versa. If your attitude is nasty and prideful and mean and rude, then the way that you are towards people is going to be nasty and mean and rude. But if your attitude is positive, if it's compassionate, if it's empathic, if it's caring, then people are going to know. People know. Even the people with the worst attitudes in the world know somebody with a bad attitude. And you would be surprised how many people would look at you sideways if you gave them attitude, even if their attitude is bad. But you'd also be surprised how many people will actually appreciate someone with a positive attitude and a positive outlook and carry themselves well. You would really, really be surprised. Now, that being said, however, for me personally, I'm just thankful that I was given the resources to take better care of myself. And yes, seeing the weight drop off, that aesthetic is absolutely amazing. Don't get me wrong. I'm so glad to look healthier as well as feel healthier and fit into clothes better and just wear stuff better and all that. Trust and believe. I am not dismissing that by saying what I'm saying. I'm just saying that priorities have to be placed when it comes to us as people. It has to be. And that is with your health, with your family, with your spiritual life, with your neighbors, everything. It's all a matter of priorities. And if your priorities are taking care of your temple and having mental clarity so you can be focused, that so you can function better and more efficiently, then bravo for you. And I just want to present that opportunity to as many people as I can, so that we can really, really take back our health and to do better, just to do better, especially now when there's so much going on. And while I'm not going to get political on this, I think now is definitely the time to be even more health conscious than what we already should be, despite some of the flaws in the system, I'll put it that way. This should still put us in a very health conscious mindset. I know it has for me, because once I do truly venture out into the world and things go back to quote unquote normal, at least normal enough to where we can more freely move about. That's going to be a big deal. I want to make sure I'm in the best condition possible. I'm also planning to do some traveling. I'm keeping it on the low low for now, though, but I'm also planning to do some traveling at some point next year. So please pray for me for that. But yeah, I mean, we need to be just in our best health anyway, not wait till it takes a quote unquote global pandemic for us to be concerned about whether we are taking care of ourselves as people. But yes, if you know of anyone who has been struggling with their weight or just needs that helping hand and that guidance and that accountability, please don't hesitate to contact me on Facebook, Instagram. On Facebook, I'm Tab J Howard, as you will see when I post this podcast on there. You can find me also on Instagram as well. I have all my social media handles on my Facebook profile, and please feel free to reach out. I really, really want to help and assist and be there for people who really, really want to focus on their health and take care of themselves and be there for their families. I know family is a huge incentive for people. People who have spouses and kids and elderly parents and all that sort of thing. There's so much motivation to be had, and it's self-motivation that's going to be your biggest asset. Believe me, you could have stands and bleachers full of supporters who will rah-rah you on, but if you do not motivate yourself, then that's going to do absolutely nothing for you. I promise. It's not. You have to motivate yourself and be willing to pick yourself up and be like, look, I am not healthy. I need to do something about it, and I need to do something about it long term, so that, humanly speaking, I'll do everything in my power to make sure I see my kids, my grandkids, my great grandkids, all that. Humanly speaking, I mean, God is in control of our hearts and our breathing and everything else, but humanly speaking, we should do what we can to be the best and healthiest versions of ourselves. We should, if not for our own sake, for the sake of our loved ones and our friends. And then that's how it gets passed along. Our friends see, hey, such and such person is taking care of themselves and family, and then they want to get in on it. I mean, we as humans are programmed to follow the herd and follow people that we admire and that we see results from. That's how we're programmed to be. So if you're not going to do it for you, do it for others. Think about other people who may be in your same position or in worse positions. Think about, you know, those people who are dealing with both eating disorders and disordered eating. I mean, you could be, who knows, you could be keeping someone from, you know, going down a really, really unhealthy road, and you never, never know. So please feel free to reach out to me. I said on my Facebook, Instagram, direct message, share the word with your friends as well. And thank you all for listening. I really enjoy recording these podcasts. It's been such a creative way to express myself and to have a conversation and to stay connected with people. We're still kind of in this social isolation situation, even though to some degree we are bravely venturing out of our houses every once in a while. But this has been such a way to keep me connected with everybody, and that's something I want to maintain. Again, I thank everyone who has listened to the previous podcast and who will be listening to this one. I encourage you all to go back and listen for those who haven't, because to some degree my podcasts connect, even though they may be of different subject matter. And I would appreciate any ideas and suggestions on subject matter to cover as well, or any questions, or anyone who wants to collab. I am open to that as well. Just reach out to me on my social media for that as well. But yes, this has been a way to help me stay connected and to help get out my thoughts without rambling, And it's just, it's different when you see something over text as compared to actually hearing someone's voice and hearing their demeanor, if you will. It's just, it's a different thing altogether. But yes, thank you all for listening. I hope you all are doing well and that you're staying safe. Please pray that these fireworks would go and just chill, because it's driving everyone crazy. And if you're the person or people who are letting off these fireworks, please stop. It is super disruptive. It's not civil whatsoever. And it's just not courteous to your neighbors and the people who are on the street with you. It's not safe and it's not courteous. So PSA, please stop shooting things off every night. Please and thank you. I'd appreciate it. Thanks. All right, everyone. It has been a pleasure to record and speak to you on this episode 3 of Dorcas Daily, providing proper perspective from a millennial mind. And God willing, I will be back soon with more.